Hey, what's going on? This is Nick Cregan, and you're watching Generally Nerdy.
All right, nerds, I didn't think I was going to get to do this one, but as it so happens, Comic-Con does happen. And that being said, I actually did get an interview with Nick Cregan, Marquis Jet, or Marcus Jet. Because it's written as Marquis, but it's pronounced Marcus. So Marcus Jet from the Batwoman series, he was their version of the Joker. We're not talking necessarily about that specifically. We have a couple other things to get out of the way. So this is me sitting down with, sitting down with Nick Cregan.
Sequence start 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
I would like to introduce
Generally Nerdy.
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 Everyone's asking you about Batwoman. Everybody says, oh, what was it like playing the Joker? We've seen those interviews. I appreciate those interviews, and I appreciate that your version of the Joker was what it was. So that's established. What I want to get to with you is you actually have a past of being on this side of things.
Yeah.
And so not only that, not only do you have a YouTube channel, which is awesome. Is that just because of journalism school?
Yeah, that was like, I don't remember the last time I actually uploaded a video.
It's been a while.
yeah, but I created it while I was in journalism school.
That's
sure.
Awesome. Yeah. So the switch from being a journalist to being on that side of things, how, like, what's the culture shock like?
It's just, if you, most people that are on my side, right, they haven't been on your side.
Right.
They haven't been asking people
right.
questions. So for me, the biggest shock is actually having people do research on you and know things like what you just mentioned. I'm used to it now, but when I first started, I'm like, whoa, how did you know that?
Right.
I remember I did a TV interview with a local news station, and they had like baby pictures of me, and I'm like, where did you get this? And
that's like hot one stuff.
Yeah,
stuff.
But then I remember like, oh, obviously social media, you have access to my Instagram. I'm not thinking like
right,
that,
right,
but
right.
You know, it's more of an honor more than a shock. It's like, wow, like people really are doing their homework on me. It's surreal to be asked questions when I used to be the one doing the homework asking all the questions. So I mean, it's a good shock.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You have an interview with Alonzo freaking Mourning.
Yeah.
On AOL.
That was one of my first professional
interviews.
It's
like 3 minutes long. Was that like a day with Alonzo, or did you just show up at his place and be like, yo, I got 10 minutes, let's do this?
No, so what happened was when I was working at AOL, Alonzo came in for an interview with the Huffington Post.
Okay.
And being that we all worked under the same umbrella in the same building, every other media outlet within the building was like, hey, does anybody want to talk to Alonzo? And I'm like, I do.
Hell yeah,
yeah.
I do.
I mean, I grew up a Knicks fan.
Right.
Hated him growing up, obviously, because he was on the Heat. But it was cool. I had like 20 minutes with him, and then we edited it down.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was a really cool guy.
So now that I do have to do the obvious, now that Batwoman is not getting picked
right.
up for a fourth season, unfortunately,
yeah.
Do you have plans, or is it just kind of whatever comes my
well,
way, I'm taking?
Right now, I'm shooting a show called Good Trouble.
Oh, that's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm on that right now. And then other than that, I've been just auditioning for more things. I'm a free agent now, so I'm
How's
able
that
to,
feel?
It feels, it's bittersweet because it's like I was having a great time, obviously, on Batwoman.
Yeah.
I'm just getting into my character. People are
right.
starting to
recognize
want more
you
of
for
Marcus
what you
Jett,
yeah.
you know? And I was looking forward to a season 4. We had some big plans for my character. But it feels good as well because that job was amazing, but also I'm excited to see whatever the next job is like. If you would have asked me a year ago, like what I see myself doing the summer of 2021, I would have never guessed that would be in Batwoman.
Right.
So it's kind of one of those feelings that you're not sure what's next, but you're just excited because you know something's around the corner.
Yeah, you said in your panel yesterday, if I'm doing yoga on Mars in 2031, it is what it is.
Then that means I'm probably having a good time.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, sir, I don't mean to take up any more of your time. I appreciate you stopping, man.
Thank you very much. No problem. Thanks for reaching out. And
it just
so happens that's how the universe works.
And that's how
Comic-Con into each other.
Works,
bro.
So thank you again, man. And if you already did the future, is there anything else you want people to know about what's going on with Nick Cregan?
I mean, I'm always eating good food, so if anybody wants
to
see
post that
eats,
to your social media.
Yeah.
Whenever you find a good place, people love that.
Yeah, that's the type of stuff that I'm on pretty much all the time. So if you want to see me eat some good food, you can follow me on Instagram.
There you go.
All right.
Rock and roll,
nice
man.
Nice meeting you, man.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
Take it easy. Have a good rest of your day, man.
You too.
And that was Nick Cregan. Super awesome. I saw him walking by. Broke one or two rules by asking him to do the interview, but he had the time and was willing, so I didn't make him upset at all. Mr. Cregan, I'm kind of sort of breaking rules by doing this, but I'm pressed. Yes,
me?
I did.
Oh, good to meet you, man.
Good to meet you, sir.
I have a couple minutes. Do you want to talk?
Do you? I hope. and I hope I also don't get in too much trouble with the powers that be. But that was our interview with Nick Cregan. It's super awesome that he just walked by and was willing to do it. So big shout outs to him, and definitely looking forward to seeing things that he does going forward. We will be keeping tabs on that. We'll do all the things on the news show, all of the pop culture, nerd entertainment things. So subscribe, thumbs up, all of the nonsense that you do on the things. And we will see you in the next one. Before we go, always, always remember that if it's generally nerdy, it's probably here.